This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 86, Why You Need a Vision Board to Achieve Your English Goals. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
In this episode, you'll learn about a visual and artistic way to reach your English goals.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
All right, Gabby, how about you?
Doing well, thank you.
Excellent, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, so today's episode, our Wisdom Wednesday, we want to share with our listeners, with you guys, what is a vision board, or what a vision board is, and how you can use it to achieve your English goals.
Nice topic.
So I learned about vision boards from a coworker of mine who, you know, she's a life coach, she's an English teacher, and she told me about this idea where you create a visual. It could be as big or as small as you want. It could be like a poster, it could be a piece of paper. You can draw, you can paint, you can cut out pictures from magazines. You have a lot of options, obviously. So you take your goals and you put them into a visual format. So, you know, for example, if one of my goals is to take a vacation next winter, I would cut out pictures of where I want to go. Maybe I want to go to France, so I would cut out a picture of the Eiffel Tower and put that on my vision board.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's just one example, right? And I think it works well with concrete items like taking a vacation, but it could also work well with more intangible items like I want to fall in love, like maybe putting a visual of the kind of person you're looking for, you know? Not that it's all about looks, but, you know, someone with a big heart, so draw a big heart, you know?
Or just to get in a certain mindset. I really like to take quotes. I mean, we do a lot of quotes on this show, but in my space, I like to have quotes of people I admire and their kind of philosophies, because I want to take that on as part of my philosophy. So that could also be part of your vision board.
Ooh.
Having quotes.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I love your vision board that you have with the quotes on it. That's really cool. And so the idea is to have your vision board in a place that is visible so that you look at it every day. You know, it doesn't have to be in a public place, because you might feel like these are really personal desires. You could even have it online. I know there are websites for creating vision boards now. So you don't have to make a physical one. Maybe you don't like painting or cutting out pictures or something. So you don't have to do that. But make it in a place where, you know, you save it, you make it visible, and it will remind you of your goals that you want to achieve.
Yeah. So for an English student, for our listeners, what are some examples, very tangible examples of what they would put on the vision board? I'm thinking, for example, if you want to spend a year in New York and work here, maybe a picture of the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
And you working in an English-speaking company.
Yeah, exactly. Like work-related, last week we had presentation expert Carl Kwan on our show, and he was talking about, you know, ways to make your presentations better. So maybe you could find a picture of someone giving a presentation or draw it, you know, and that would just remind you to work on your presentation skills, or to, you know, work on that specific presentation that you have coming up.
Yeah. Or just something a little bit more of a pastime. If you have a dream of taking a road trip across the U.S., which is a very common thing that people like to do when they come here. Have a picture of you in a car going across the U.S. That sounds awesome to me.
Totally, totally. You should have some fun things on the vision board, for sure.
Not all business.
Yeah, yeah. I love that idea. Yeah, so, I mean, you can use the vision board for really any goal that you have. And again, customize it for you. You can have quotes, you can write words, you can have pictures. But put it somewhere visible where it will be inspiring you every day, so you don't forget about your goals and let those kind of day-to-day, annoyances, occurrences, take away all your time. before working on your goals.
So, yeah. You've got to keep that vision in mind.
Yeah. If you keep your vision board visible, then it's more likely you'll make your goal a priority, right?
Awesome. Nice idea. Cool. Thanks for bringing this
on. Yeah, yeah. No problem.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.